What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and give you the trivia question because I'll be honest, I've been pretty disappointed with our listeners the last couple of weeks. We've gotten no winners the last couple of weeks for our trivia questions, and we're giving away $25 gift certificates to Bramelli Boys. So, I mean, it's not like it's not a good giveaway.
It's a great one, actually.
Yeah, it's an awesome giveaway. So we're going to need you guys to call in. It's 912-275-7017. And Drayton and I even discussed maybe making the question really, really easy. Because I'll admit, like a couple weeks ago, Drayton, he bombed you. Like he came out with one. I was like, what?
It wasn't that tough. Come on.
And last week wasn't hard, but it wasn't kindergarten stuff.
No.
So we thought about doing a kindergarten question. We literally, in the pre-show meeting, the question we were going to do was, what sport is similar to softball? But we decided maybe we shouldn't insult our listeners that way.
One more chance, folks. Come on.
Okay. So this is Drayton's question because we alternate. So it's Drayton's week to come up with a question. And I think this is a really good question, but it's not hard if you live in this area of the state, mm-hmm. if you're a Georgia fan. Okay. The question is, what former Georgia basketball coach led Kentucky to a national championship in 1998? 912-275-7017, $25 gift certificate to Bramelli Boys. What former Georgia basketball coach led Kentucky to a national championship in 1998? It's not hard.
No.
Should be able to get that one.
I mean, I know it's not a huge basketball area down here, but, you know. You're a Georgia fan, Southern sports, SEC fan, March Madness. Everybody watches March Madness, whether you're a fan of basketball. Everybody's got their brackets, filled it out at the office or whatever, online, whatever you did.
I didn't fill out a bracket.
You did, what?
No.
Well, almost everybody filled out their brackets. So, yeah, listen, check it out. Even if you have to Google it. You shouldn't have to Google this, but you can Google it if you want.
The reason I haven't filled out a bracket is I'm trying to figure out if there's a way that once the tournament is over that I can go back and like make picks after the fact and then submit it to that ESPN thing. That's my game plan. So that's why I haven't created a bracket because I don't want to go on record yet. I don't want to go on record until after the tournament's over.
Yeah.
And then pick the winners.
You're kind of wanting to go the back to the future route. You need the Sports Almanac from Back to the Future kind of thing. Get the results and then go back and place your bets later on.
That's what I'm going for. That's what I'm going for.
Then you can run this town like Biff did.
Oh, the possibilities. Oh, the possibilities. I have a partial bracket filled out just for the purposes of the show this morning. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're in NCAA football season, so that's what we're going to talk about. And March Madness is going on, tournament in full swing. We're going to talk NCAA football. The Wayne County football head coach, Derek Chastain, inexplicably has resigned over there. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We tried to get him on. He did not return our request mm-hmm. to come on, but Drayton did have a text conversation with him, so we got a little bit of stuff about maybe what's going on. The Robbie Robinson situation, more importantly, MCA is now without a coach, and we're late in the game. And then Bryce Ramsey, we're going to talk a little bit about that. He transfers, former Camden County football star, going to transfer from Georgia once he gets his degree. Not really sure where he's going. I've heard some rumors. We'll talk a little bit about that. These are unconfirmed, but also we'll talk a little bit about what that means for the Georgia quarterbacking situation as well. But March Madness, let's go.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know what? I mean, I'll be honest. These first 2 days, first opening rounds, they've been a little underwhelming, I guess you could say. It's kind of gone chalk. In other words, there's been no major upsets or no last second buzzer beaters. I guess the biggest buzzer beater everybody's complaining about was Oklahoma State hitting one from about half court that took it from a 3-point lead to a 1-point lead for Michigan because they were down four. Michigan wins the game by one, but they were favored by 2.5 in Vegas, so everybody that took Michigan was super mad. But I mean, it's gone pretty tall. Even the ones that were upset seed wise were kind of somewhat expected. Middle Tennessee State was expected to beat Minnesota, and they throttled them pretty handily. Xavier knocked off Maryland. I think that was close going in. Xavier may have even been favored. So, but it's kind of gone, kind of how expected. Even though it's been kind of a unexpected season or a very wide open season expected wise, it's kind of gone according to seed, really.
I'm taking all this in from my bracket, but I'm going to do after the fact. Okay, so the number here, 912-275-7017, that's the number. Hey, we're also on Facebook Live. Got some folks that are asking questions on Facebook Live. I'll do my best to kind of pay attention to you and pay attention to the mic and pay attention to Drayton and pay attention to the log and pay attention to the hotkeys. I'm only one person, people.
But you do a good job of it, so.
No, well.
So, dude. Anything that stood out to you coming from these first 2 days? I mean, or am I kind of, you kind of agree with me? It kind of went according to how everybody was thinking.
I mean, I think really the team that most people are going to be surprised at when everything is said and done is going to be Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Who do you have in your Final Four? Let's go that route. Yeah. Give me your Final Four.
Arizona, Villanova, Louisville, and North Carolina.
Okay, we agree on Louisville and North Carolina. My Final Four, Louisville, North Carolina, and then I've got Duke and Notre Dame.
Okay.
That's where I'm going.
You're on all ACC?
Is that all ACC?
Oh, my gosh.
It is all. Dadgummit, that's not going to happen either.
Scratch.
I'll get with you next week. I'll do another one next week because that's not going to happen. Why you got to blow my bubble up, man?
Oh, my bad, dude.
You should have just not said anything.
I mean, it could happen there. Oh, we got a call, dude.
All right.
Do we have a trivia question answer?
WBQO, this is the game. Well, we had a caller.
Hello.
Hello. This is the game. Okay, not there.
Oh, all right. I will say this. I think one team that I may have underestimated, and it comes from the ACC, is Florida State. I think I may be undersold. I actually had them losing in the first round, to be completely honest, but to Florida Gulf Coast. But, dude, that Florida State is freakishly athletic. I knew about their athletic ability, but I didn't. I'm not really sold on Leonard Hamilton's history in the tournament when he's expected. They're a third or three seed right now. I think Florida State may make a big run. Maybe get Elite Eight type of run here. I think Florida State could. I mean, they are long. They got 2 or 3 7-footers on the team that can play. Even their small forward and power forward is like 6'8", 6'10". And they got good guards that can handle the ball against teams that maybe try to press them. Florida State may be a team to watch out for going forward.
Okay, if that's the case, then they've got to go through Xavier already.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably get Arizona after that, the 2 seed. If they find their way by them, then they will probably have either Notre Dame or Gonzaga waiting on them there. And then they'll have to get through either Villanova or Duke in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Are you picking them to win it, or are you just saying this is a deep run?
Like a deep run. Okay. And I don't see them being intimidated by Gonzaga either. I think their biggest competition would be against Arizona. They should be able to handle Xavier. Xavier's a little bit banged up this year coming into the tournament. But, man, they may make a run here.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Cabs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them. And Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-832-2141. 267-7802 or check them out online at herondes.com.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
Welcome back to the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Hey, hold up. We've got a call calling in. This is the game. Good morning. Who do we have? Caller, you're on the air.
I don't guess they want to talk to us.
Caller, are you there? Caller? I hear you. You're live on the game.
Hello?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Thanks for calling the game. What you have an answer to the trivia question?
An answer to the trivia question?
Tubby Smith.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
All right, so Tubby Smith's the right answer. That is the last Georgia coach to win a national championship. Well, it's the Georgia coach that led Kentucky to win a national championship in 1998. So we're going to have you hold on.
Okay.
Drayton's going to hop on the phone, and we're going to get your info. And then you'll need to come by the studios here at 185 Benedict Road. That's right behind Georgia Power off of Community okay. Road. And we'll have your name and all that good stuff waiting on it.
Awesome.
Yeah, Tubby Smith, that's your answer. And so while she's doing that, Drayton was going to throw us to the weekend review. And so I think that's what we'll do, just kind of in the impromptu radio. That's what we do here on the game. And here we go. The NCAA tournament, the only month I watch college basketball. 1 out of 12 ain't bad. LeVar Ball says his son, Lonzo Ball, who plays for UCLA, could beat Michael Jordan in a game of one-on-one. Of course he can. Michael Jordan is 54 years old, but it would be close. The Raiders are looking into trading for retired running back Marshawn Lynch, and Lynch is interested in playing for the Raiders. Yes, please make this happen. I'm here so I won't get fined. Bryce Ramsey is transferring from Georgia, and UGA fans are mad because he wants to play somewhere and has 1 year of eligibility and isn't going to play at Georgia. Of course, he should just waste his last chance to prove he can play at the collegiate level to keep Dawg fans happy. Makes complete sense. Florida says they do not have a clear-cut starter at quarterback, and that is different than the last 5 years because... And these are my thoughts. So I know that you got tied up.
Yeah.
Do you want me to play it again?
No, I'm
good. Oh, dang.
Yeah, I agree, but... I don't – well, I'll say this. I know we're going to talk about it more in depth later with the Bryce Ramsey situation, but I don't necessarily – I haven't seen a lot of negative feedback. I think kind of people realize, you know, it is what it is kind of thing, you know. I don't think too many at least what I've seen anyway. I haven't seen a whole lot of negative feedback, but I know you've talked to, you know, some people here locally, and maybe that's not the situation.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Watermarks Printing, Jessup Furniture, and Heron Document Systems. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017. We already have a winner to our trivia question. What former Georgia coach, basketball coach, led Kentucky to a national championship in 1998? The answer is Tubby Smith. You can email us if you want to get your thoughts in. If you don't want to call, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you miss any of this show and you want to listen to it again, or you just like our voices, that's fine. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com is where we stream on demand whenever you want to take Drayton with you.
I've heard it's very soothing to listen to us as we go. As you listen to the show, it's very soothing and calming for people.
I don't know if I should leave that alone or should I hit the button? That's the question. Carolyn, should I hit the button?
No chance.
All right. Let it go. Over in Wayne County, Derek Chastain took the head coaching job on the football side of things for the Yellow Jackets last season. He left Camden County as an assistant to take that job. He coached for 1 year. They went 3-7. They did make the playoffs because the regions are just completely crap right now. And so with a 3-7 record, they got into the playoffs because they won in their region. And now, less than a year, he resigned this past week from Wayne County. And so now Wayne County, much like MCA, doesn't have a coach late in the game. We're approaching spring. I mean, we're already in spring. Just inexplicably. Like, no, it was out of nowhere. We heard nothing about it. We heard no grumbling that this could happen. It was just overnight.
Gone.
And you've talked to Coach Chastain a little bit, right?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit. And, you know, he came there in June because they had the crazy situation with Coach Groom that went on over there in Wayne County. Coach Chastain, and I thought Wayne County kind of lucked out getting a coach of that level, I thought. You know, very good coach, had a long time history at Camden and up at ELCA also. But I asked him, you know, I was like, I had not heard anything about this coach. I was really kind of taken aback when I heard that you had left. And he said the Board of Education members were not in support of me. And
then why hire you?
Right.
You know, why get hired in the first place?
Because, and this is the thing to me, I have kind of a problem with this because I the little bit that I've interacted with Coach Chastain, he is a stand-up dude. I mean, you know, a high-character guy, holds his players accountable for things. And what did Wayne County really expect last year when you go from the controversy of your head coach taking advantage of the kids, basically, you know, using them for money to gain access to funds for, you know, for athletic contributions, things like that. You have players transfer out because of that. Your best lineman, I forget his name, but he ended up transferring over to Pierce. Other players had left as well. Yeah, they struggled, but you know what? They were in practically every game, you know, and then kind of depth issues kind of caught up with them, I thought. You know, from what I'd seen with Glenn, Brunswick, all the other games, several games that I saw them play or heard about them playing, it was close, you know, till the first half. And then after halftime, I think teams tended to pull away because I think they had some depth issues over there. And that happens, coaching transfer, you know, system scheme changes, things like that. Just things just don't fit. Well, I don't know what Wayne County really expected, to be honest. You know, you bring the guy in June, he gets you to the playoffs. Granted, they're going to make the playoffs anyway, but they at least got there. I don't know. I thought they were poised for a big season this year. Or not a big season, but a much improved season this year, getting his second year in the program. And he had said he was surprised, too, by this. He said he's not sure really where he's going to go. I asked him where, you know, what his plans were for the future, and he said he's not sure. He's too good of a coach to not be in the game. So my hope is that he picks up somewhere, you know, and just keeps taking off and keeps going as going forward as in his progression as a coach.
Well, there's going to be there is an opening over at MCA. I mean, geographically, it's pretty much in the same ballpark. So, you know, I'm quite sure that probably MCA, knowing how good of a coach he is, might take a look at him as well. I've also, you know, there's another coaching name. We'll talk about that in the next segment with MCA. Is that the next segment? No, two segments away. I'm wrong. It happens. Two segments away about that MCA situation. But man, this Derek Chastain thing, like, it just blows my mind. It was out of nowhere. I can't imagine hiring a coach with his pedigree. There's got to be more to this. Right. There has to be. Hiring that good of a coach with that good of a background to run your program, which, quite honestly, that's a good get for Wayne County as far as a coach. He is out of that caliber, okay? He's not. He doesn't swim in that pond. They got him. Mm-hmm. And then a year later, you're saying, the Board of Education doesn't support me, so I'm gone. To me, I'm speculating, to me what that sounds like is Coach Chastain asked the program to do something or deliver something that he needed to take the next step, and they said no. That's typically what that is. That's what this reeks of all over.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out brunswickcountryclub.com. brunswickcountryclub.com.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herronds.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The offers just keep pouring in for Glenn Academy quarterback Randon Jernigan. Jernigan received an offer from Appalachian State earlier in the week. Also, Brunswick High offensive lineman Warren McClendon is getting a ton of looks as well. His most recent offer came from Mercer. Currently, McClendon is committed to South Carolina. A cool moment on the diamond for Frederica as Brant Mitchell hit a game-winning grand slam for the Knights, giving them an 8-6 win over Edmund Burke. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
So former Camden County quarterback star Bryce Ramsey has decided that he is going to transfer from the University of Georgia. So the way this is going to work is he graduates at the end of the semester with his degree. Therefore, technically, I guess he'll be a graduate student. So when he transfers, since he already has a degree, he won't have to sit out. He can immediately play. And he only has 1 year of eligibility left. So Georgia currently on their roster has Fromm, Eason, and Ramsey as scholarship quarterbacks. Everybody else that's in that position is a walk-on. So when Ramsey transfers, Georgia's only going to have two scholarship quarterbacks and no seasoned backup that has any experience whatsoever. And on and on and on. By the way, this is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-275-7017. We will take your calls if you have an opinion, even if, you know, the trivia question is done and gone with. We'll still take your opinion. You can stream the show on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Email us if you want, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. This segment is brought to you by Coconut Kev's, all your t-shirt and design needs, and Crystal Pools. Pool season's coming up. And Drayton's, I can only imagine, is chomping at the bit to talk some Georgia football.
Oh, I can always talk Georgia football, man.
Yes, you can.
Bryce Rand, I'm. This really wasn't totally unexpected to me, anyway. You know, I think some people are maybe surprised. It sucks because, like you said, there's no. It leaves Georgia dangerously thin at quarterback. You know, I mean, the backup quarterback, you got Jacob Eason coming back. You got Jake Fromm as a true freshman. Granted, he was an early enrollee, but he's still a true freshman. Will be most likely your backup unless some of these walk-ons can step up and show that they can play. Because I think the preference obviously would be to redshirt Fromm, you know, and kind of get a little bit more separation between Eason and Fromm so that you can have more time as a with an experienced starter. So yeah, it's not a good situation for Georgia because you know you just don't have that experience. You always want to have an experienced guy that can step in case worst case scenario ever happens. But it wasn't totally unexpected because he wasn't going to sniff the field unless something happened, you know, to Eason or
to maybe both of those guys, yeah.
Because Fromm's getting tons of accolades, you know, in his time at Georgia already from other coaches as well. So he's demonstrating a big time ability to lead and to be a player going forward as well. You can't blame Bryce because you know. Any football player that gets out there and they want to compete, they want to play, and going into the season knowing your best case scenario is something really bad happens, you'll get some playing time or get some mop up duty. You know, that's probably not your best situation that you want to enter your senior season. You know, after coming in with so much
hype
and accolades mm-hmm. coming into Georgia, I've heard people say, "Oh, he's terrible. Why did we recruit him?" Dude, everybody was after this kid. Alabama wanted him badly. They wanted him to come to Georgia. They tried to get him, but he stayed true, and Georgia won, quote-unquote, the recruiting battle for him. So I don't know. The kid has talent and ability. Can he demonstrate it? Can he get enough done in one season to show that? Possibly, but he's going to have to work, and I think that's been his biggest, from everything I've heard from people all over, that's been his biggest issue is he doesn't really like to get into the film room and not that gym rat, you know, kind of guy, you know, where he studies film constantly out there working with receivers in his off time kind of thing. It, you know, extremely talented and athletic, but just doesn't want to do that extra that it takes to become an elite quarterback.
I mean, it's downtown Athens.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Has Bryce Ramsey been given an opportunity to succeed? Yes. Has he been given a ton of opportunity to succeed? No, not at Georgia. So, you know, that's kind of what sometimes that's what life is. You know, you have to take advantage of the few opportunities that you get. Bryce Ramsey did not. So he's in a situation to where Bryce Ramsey feels that he is an NFL caliber quarterback and has not been given a fair shake at Georgia. That's what he feels. So he wants to transfer somewhere that he's going to have the opportunity to play, show that he can actually play at the collegiate level as an elite quarterback, get his name and his stock back into the draft. That's what this is about. And for Georgia, here's the thing that's really interesting to me, Drayton. Mm-hmm. You had spoken about with Fromm and Eason coming in and redshirting Fromm and getting the separation between those two quarterbacks when Eason went to the NFL, that Fromm would be experienced and ready to step in. You still have 2 years of eligibility with Fromm mm-hmm. before he went off to the NFL by redshirting him. Now you can't do that. Mm-hmm. You have to have Fromm on the roster active because you don't have another quarterback that's on scholarship there. So you're going to have to burn that. You're going to have to burn that shirt. Mm-hmm. And so basically what you're doing is Fromm is now going to be exactly 1 year behind Eason. So Eason's going to play for another 2 years minimum before he goes to the NFL minimum if he doesn't come back for a senior year. Meanwhile, Fromm, who has all the ability in the world and as highly recruited as Bryce Ramsey was, is you're asking him to sit behind Jacob Eason for 2 years and then come back and maybe play one, right? Mm-hmm. That's the way the math works. I don't think that's going to happen. Now that I think that that's the situation, and I think that whichever one of these guys doesn't win out the starting quarterback job come the beginning of the season, whoever's not the starter, they're gone. They're going to transfer somewhere else because they don't want to sit behind the other one and lose their eligibility.
Yeah, it's possible. I would certainly hope not, but it's definitely possible because kids want to come in and play. I think maybe the best thing, look for, and it's going to take a special situation, a certain situation to have this happen. They're going to have to find maybe a graduate transfer themselves, but somebody that's willing to come in and kind of say, maybe promise them a, you know, maybe a graduate, a student assistant coach type situation in the future, graduate assistant job, something like that, if they want to get into coaching, something like that.
Mm.
Somebody that knows that they're not going to, again, unless something crazy happens, they're probably not going to see the field in meaningful minutes. And there may be somebody out there like that, you know, I wish Grayson Lambert had an extra year because he was great with Jacob Eason last year, almost like another coach on the sidelines. But that type of situation would be perfect for Georgia. Then you could still redshirt Fromm, you know, if you had to, and that could work your separation out. I don't know. It's going to be difficult to, it's kind of a tricky situation Georgia find themselves in right now.
Of course, we're on Facebook Live as well. And so one of our followers here on Facebook Live says, but Georgia is still probably better off than they were with Lambert, Ramsey, and Bauta with just Eason and Fromm. Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course they are. Very astute observation.
Nelson is very smart.
Yes. All right.
How about this? What do you think? Where could you project Bryce to go?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I totally forgot. Okay, so I've heard three schools, and you're going to be, and I think this poses a problem down the road if these three schools are actually in play: Florida, LSU, and Arkansas. I cannot imagine Kirby Smart allowing Bryce to transfer to any one of those three schools, but from what I'm hearing out of some folks that are close to Bryce, those are the three schools that he's looking at wanting to go to.
Arkansas is weird because, I guess he's got kind of similar offense to go to. But the kid was only a sophomore, I think, that was there last year. I can't remember his name. But his brother was the starter for two or three years. I think he's with the Jaguars now. And then the younger brother took over. Oh, God. But Allen, I think. Anyway, I can't remember. I thought Colorado State could be a potential landing spot for him with Bobo being there.
And that's another great idea. I haven't heard that. Saying that it's not in play.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I talked to a person that is close to Bryce, and he said this is what Bryce is looking at doing. I think both LSU and Florida would be great fits for Bryce, but he's going to have to compete for the job.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a clear-cut starter. I do think that, and we disagree on this, but I do think Felipe Franks is going to end up with that job down at Florida, but he's not blowing away the competition.
No. And
so, yeah, you know, I think that's a good spot that Bryce wants to be in, competing for a job where there's not a clear-cut starter already in place, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, is it bad to say that it maybe wouldn't hurt my feelings if he did transfer to Florida?
Oh. Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and JR Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a 1-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188 or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
So here we are, slaving away at station WXYZ. We have this ad to do for a crystal ball service. Let's see. Okay, here we go. For your next close call, call Crystal Ball.
I hate to break it to you, but that's a crystal pool service.
No, let me see that.
Well, that does make a difference now, doesn't it?
Tried to tell you.
Stop it.
Got anything for a pool service?
Oh, yeah, that's real easy. For a crystal pool, call Crystal Pool at 262-9260.
You just made that up.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Cabs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Cabs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Cabs on Facebook.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
This is how good that Drayton is at his job. So Drayton pretty much handles the booking of the show. Every guest that you hear that ever comes on here is in part, actually 100% in part to Drayton Hogarth getting them scheduled and on air. He handles that 100%. So in our second segment, we talked about Coach Derek Chastain resigning from Wayne County and not really knowing what's going on. So literally Drayton hops on Facebook, sends him a message, and now we're going to have him on next segment to talk about that situation straight from the horse's mouth. So kudos to Drayton Hogarth.
Thank you. I'll take all those I can get.
Okay. Yes, you will. So Wayne County looking for another coach, as is MCA, McIntosh County Academy. Robbie Robinson officially resigns. By the way, this is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017. We will take your calls. They've rewired the phones here. We figured out how they work. So we can actually get, because, you know, that was kind of what was going on earlier, is we were just being stupid. We didn't know what we were doing. This segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body, Bruce Kennedy Tire, or I was being stupid. I don't want to call Drayton, because that was me. That was,
I mean, builds me up one minute and tears me down the next minute.
Give and take relationship. That's what it's about. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia. We do this every day. thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com, 912-275-7017. And you can stream on demand once the show gets posted, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Okay, so Robbie Robinson resigns from McIntosh County Academy a year after going to the state championship game. If you're living under a rock, all sorts of legal complications for Robbie. There's a felony charge and a couple misdemeanors on a kid that got hurt at practice, and allegedly Robbie orchestrated a blindside hit on a kid. And so there's been a lawsuit brought. Robbie basically was given the ultimatum, resign or get fired. And so he has resigned. And so now the Buccaneers of MCA are same position Wayne County is. They don't have a coach, and it's late in the game.
Yeah, I'm not sure right now where McIntosh turns. I mean, who wants to go into that situation with, seems like, all kinds of strife and conflict between board, education system, athletic system, administration. I mean, it's in a state of flux right now, and there's nothing to me that screams, despite getting to Atlanta this past year, that screams, this is a good job to take and to start or continue your career.
You have never been more right in your entire life. There is so much turmoil and out there in Darien with the school system and the politics and the backstabbing and the backbiting. That stuff's got to stop, y'all, mm-hmm. Period. You got to get your stuff together. You need to get some stability with your superintendent, with your principals, who's where and doing what, and just get it figured out. That's part of this whole problem, too. You know, there was a power struggle between the superintendent and the principal and Robbie Robinson, who was the athletic director, and just a lot of animosity built up. And, you know, it looks like we've got that to a head, and the whole thing's been blown up pretty much. And so let's move on. You know, let's get some new people in place. Here's what I'm hearing as far as a replacement. The offensive coordinator, Coach Toomer, likely is going to step into the head coach's role next year for MCA. That's probably going to be your guy, unless something unforeseen happens, which we don't know. Mm-hmm. But that's, I think, what I'm hearing. That's the direction that they're leaning over in Darien, is to promote Coach Toomer to head coach.
For continuity's sake, for the players and the program, I think that would probably be your best option. Stay in house, promote somebody from within. But man, that's just, I don't know. That's, McIntosh football has not been that great during non Coach Robinson years. You had
another great point.
You know, I mean, other than that, he's had the success. Not other coaches, and the administration over there has not really done a great job statewide, as far as, you know, academically goes. They need to do better as well. It's usually winning wins out. You know, winning is the side that people tend to go to, and that's what surprised me. What I'm not sure what happened with this principal, and I think it kind of stems from the a money situation to begin with, and then it just kind of grew from that, and it's a mess, dude. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Here comes my favorite thing in the world. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah. I promise you.
Well, accurate, I guess.
Very accurate. Probably the most accurate thing you'll ever hear in your life.
Yeah, I guess so.
Very much. There are a lot of problems out in Darien that they're trying to work out. Hopefully they'll be able to get that done. They'll be able to get a good coach in place, a coach that's going to be able to relate to the kids and rebuild some trust with the kids, because I think some of that had gone away with what happened over there, and just move forward. And, you know, Coach Robinson has shown that you can win there, so get somebody in there that will be able to mimic his success, maybe some of the principles he installed, mm-hmm. programs, whatnot, and just continue on that road and do the best they can. I think Coach Toomer is a great choice. Good guy. Obviously, as far as calling plays and, you know, being an offensive mind, he's done a very, very good job. They went to a state championship game last year. So, yeah, I feel like that's a really, really good hire if that happens.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy? Or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The offers just keep pouring in for Glynn Academy quarterback Randon Jernigan. Jernigan received an offer from Appalachian State earlier in the week. Also, Brunswick High offensive lineman Warren McClendon is getting a ton of looks as well. His most recent offer came from Mercer. Currently, McClendon is committed to South Carolina. A cool moment on the diamond for Frederica as Brant Mitchell hit a game-winning grand slam for the Knights, giving them an 8-6 win over Edmund Burke. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
I keep asking to have this bumper, this bring back bed, moved to the beginning of the show so they don't get fired up in the last segment. I can be fired up the whole show, and to this point, no avail. Okay, so joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is former head coach of the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, Coach Derek Chastain. Hey, Coach, thank you for coming on with us impromptu and taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Coach, so obviously we have heard that you resigned, and most of us just kind of looked and heard about it and read about it, and then our jaws dropped. We couldn't believe that had happened. So what happened, Coach?
Well, you know, to not get into too many details, my jaw dropped as well. You know, I thought we had turned the page and we were hiring coaches and moving forward to the 2017 season of Wayne County Yellow Jackets, and within, I guess, the beginning of February, I received a call stating that things didn't look good for me, and from there, I found out I did not have the support of the majority of the board members, and felt like it was best for me to move me and my family on to another place.
Hmm. Tell me this, was it, this seems like, I don't know, the Wayne County Board seems to be very short-sighted in this, because they're not thinking about all the turmoil that they went through just this past coaching change. The last thing
I'm
these
sorry,
kids,
I can't hear.
I was just saying, the board seems to be very short-sighted in this decision, because they're not putting the players first, or the student athletes first, because they went through so much turmoil with Coach Kroom leaving. You know, this is the last thing they need, is to have to go through another regime change. Have you had a chance to talk to your players and kind of update them on the situation?
Coach, can you hear us?
Yes. I'm sorry, hold on just a second.
All right, go ahead. Coach, go ahead, Drayton.
Okay. Wayne County seems to be pretty short-sighted in this decision. Having gone through just all this turmoil with Coach Kroom leaving before, they're not really putting the student athletes' thoughts first, and having to go through another regime change again, you know, they need some consistency. Have you had a chance to talk to your players and kind of update them on the situation, and what was their response?
Sure. I met with them a couple weeks, about 3 weeks ago, and you know, it's not fair to them. And we talk about, we do this for the kids, and it is all about the kids. It ain't about me. It ain't about anybody else, adult-wise. But oftentimes, when adults make decisions, we don't necessarily think about children. And I hate it for them, and I'm going to miss them. In my short time here, I've built some really great relationships with these young men, and they've done nothing but work their tails off, and they're continuing to do so. We're still working them out in the weight room. We're still doing things to improve. We're not quitting. We're going to continue to win each and every day for that next guy that comes in here. So it ain't about me. It ain't about the next head coach. It's about them young men that play football here at Wayne County.
Joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is former Wayne County head coach Derek Chastain. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Country Club and Second Amendment. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you email us with any questions for Coach Chastain, we'll do our very best to get them live on the air to him. And if you missed any of the show, you can stream it live at The Southern Sports Edition or stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. Okay, Coach Chastain, so now that the resignation is complete at Wayne County and you've moved on, what's next? Where do you go from here? Are there any job offers on your plate?
Well, there's some different things that I'm considering. You know, when I resigned, there was nothing there. You know, no man really resigns from a job without a job to go to when he's got a family to support. So for those out there that felt like this was all my decision, that don't happen. But since then, you know, we've had some conversation with some people with, and hopefully in the next few weeks we'll know where we're going to go.
Coach, were you given everything that you've asked for that you felt needed to be successful at Wayne County?
I'm going to tell you, I never had a better administration than Mr. Bo Adams here at Wayne County, the principal at Wayne County High School. You're talking about a class act, one of the best administrators I've worked for in all my career. And what really excited me about coming to Wayne County and being a part of his team and his goals here for these young people. So he gave me everything I wanted, everything I needed. We wanted our kids all in weight training at the beginning of January. We had to change over 60 schedules just to get football players into weight training. And they had never done that before in the spring semester. And we had to get them in there. And next semester in the fall, we were going to get them all in one class. And we were excited about those changes and things that I had learned in my time at Camden to help your program be successful. We were starting to implement. So really, I never got any no's. You know, I got some hold-ons about some things that, of course, cost money and understood that. But, you know, Mr. Adams gave me everything I needed, everything I wanted, was really excited about it. Just those few in the community that didn't want my leadership here.
Wow. Well, Coach, once again, thank you for taking the time impromptu to join us here on The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, you know, we obviously you are doing it impromptu because we can certainly hear the wind whipping around right behind you. So thank you for coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me, and I appreciate what you do for these athletes here in this area.
Okay, Coach, good luck to you.
Best of luck going forward.
Thank you, bud.
All right, so we got it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know what the board's saying. Something's going on, but I don't know. Personality conflicts, whatever it is, I don't know. But that's I don't understand it, to be completely honest. Unless they know somebody that can come is said, oh, yeah, I'll come in, that they think is going to be a big time get. You know, maybe, I don't know.
That's the only thing that would make sense to me is if they had, which is illegal. You can't really do that.
Right.
If there's a coach in place, you can't really have those conversations with another coach without going through the appropriate channels before you have those conversations. But that would be the only thing that would make sense, is that they've got somebody already in mind that they want to fill that job, and Coach Derek Chastain wasn't it. And maybe in the hiring process the first time around, maybe Coach Chastain wasn't their first pick, but he was the best guy they could get, and then they hired him, and then the guy they maybe wanted before came available. I mean, who knows what's going on? Anyway, like it's pretty underhanded to do, not just to do a coach that way, but again, like you're talking about 15 to 18 year olds that now you're going to ask them to endure a third coach for the third time in three seasons.
Yeah, exactly. And less than, what, 2 years, 3 years, because he came on in June, Coach Chastain. I don't know. It's kind of baffling to me.
And, you know, you made a good point in that interview with the mess that had happened with Coach Kroon before that. And now this, if I'm a coach, I'm taking a good hard look at any offer that comes from there, whether I want to go coach there or not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was a little surprised, a surprising endorsement of the school administration. Anyway.
True.
Maybe not necessarily the board. Interesting situation to me.
So this show, we've discussed the NCAA tournament and how I'm going to wait for the bracket for the tournament to be over before I submit my bracket, so I'll have a perfect bracket and maybe win like that little ESPN challenge. Because like you can win $1 million if you have a perfect bracket. Yeah, and the score right and everything. I'm gonna figure out a way to get it done.
I have no doubt you can figure that out. Quick note, Georgia related. So obviously I'll talk about it, but
of course,
Frederica. Student athlete Jalen Simpson picked up a Georgia offer yesterday. Big time move for Georgia to get him and keep him in state, hopefully, for 2019. Big time athlete in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, he's getting all the same looks that, you know, Jayshon Sheffield's getting over there and that DJ Dallas was getting and some of the kids over. I mean, right now, the recruiting process here in Southeast Georgia is on fire. There are so many talented kids, not that there weren't before, but they're just finally being noticed, and it's about time that happened.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call 912-267-7802 or check them out online at herronds.com.
Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and J.R. Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a one-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188 or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbaritos. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kevs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kevs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kevs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kevs on Facebook. Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and J.R. Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a one-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188 or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.